We know the situation that they had in Exodus. Where they left the land of bondage. And they were brought out with a mighty hand. And because of their rebellion and their unwillingness to follow God and to attribute glory to another, make their own gods, they wandered around in the wilderness for 40 years. But even in their rebellion, the Lord blessed their clothes not to get old, bless their shoes not to wear out. Now, how many of y'all would like to have a pair of shoes that lasted 40 years? That'd be something else. And he fed them with, I hate to say this, but they ate the same thing day in and day out. And I'm sure that manna was good. I know it was good because God gave it. I know that that manna was sustained them the whole time. I want you to think about your life, and I want you to think about what you're eating and how much you would like to eat, let's just say, rice every day, and that's it. That's what you got. It's going to sustain you, but you might get tired of it after a while. They did. 40 years. Why did they wander around too? It wasn't just because they made idols. That was part of it, but that wasn't the real reason why they wandered around in the wilderness for 40 years. Do y'all know why they wandered around? Do y'all kids know? Do you know why they wandered around in Israel 40 years? Do you adults know? It's because when Moses brought them to the land that God had promised them, God said, I'm going to give you a land flowing with milk and honey. And he says, there are people in that land, but I'm going to drive them out. God said, I'm going to drive those people out. And it didn't say that he was going to drive them out all at once. He said he was going to drive them out a little bit at a time. Which tells me that our service is not going to be easy. We're going to have frustration. We're going to have trouble. We're going to have conflicts with the enemy, even in the good land. But do y'all know why they didn't go in? Because when God brought them up to that place, they sent spies out there to spy out the land. God didn't tell them to send the spies in. That was Moses' deal. Now, I'm talking probably several million people of the children of Israel wandering around in the desert for 40 years because of this one thing. They sent spies out there, and do y'all know that they brought back grapes that were the y'all have seen grapes in a store, how you pick up a cluster of grapes that's on the vine and it's, you know, big at top and it kind of goes down. That's one cluster of grapes, okay? And it's probably about that big, right? Do y'all know that the clusters of grapes that they brought back from the land that God prepared for them was so big that two men had to carry one cluster of grapes between a long stick? They had to put, it was so heavy, two men had to carry it. And Moses said, y'all go down there and spy that land out. You check it out first before we go in. Did God tell them to check it out first, or did he tell them to go on in? He told them to go on in. He said, I'll fight your battles for you. You just go on in. Moses didn't do it God's way. He didn't have faith in God like that. The Bible says he was faithful in all his house, that Moses was, but he, and there are times when we're, even though if you look at the whole of our lives, we may be pretty faithful, but it doesn't mean we're never going to falter. Moses, he listened to some of his counselors, and he didn't do it God's way. And he sent those spies in there, and it was 12 of them, I believe. I think one of them from every tribe. I may have got that wrong. Said the Lord changed my mind as soon as I got up here today. I feel very strongly about preaching this subject today. And when they went, they brought back all these things, and Moses asked them, can we take it? Can we take the land? God already told them that he was going to take it for them, and they didn't believe God. Them spies gave their reports, and they said, yep, it's like God said it was. It's a land flowing with milk and honey. It's like God said it was. We've seen what God's promised. We've brought back fruit from that land. We've observed it with our eyes. We've experienced some of the blessings of that land. But we're not going to go in because there's giants down there. There's giants in that land. What did God say? God said, go in and possess the land. He didn't say, check it out first. He didn't say, oh, let's figure out if we are able to take the land or not. Let's not do a balancing act and weigh our pros and cons of whether or not to go in the land. He said, you go into the land to possess it, for I have given it to you. He didn't say spy it out for a little while, see if it fits. And just by the way, you can put this into this text, into this principle, into this situation too. And it's just like this. You know how folks live together before they get married? That's not God's way either. You know how folks live together before they get married? They want to spy out the land first. Y'all get the point? You haven't earned the right to spy out the land first. You go on over Jordan and cross it. Now, I'm going to, and this is so great. So I preached about this a long time ago and it wasn't even here. I don't know if I've ever preached it here or not. But there were two men, Joshua and Caleb, right? That were one of the spies, one of the two of the 12 spies that went out. When they came back, all the other ones said, "There's giants down there. We can't possess it." Even though God said they could. Joshua and Caleb stood up and said, "We be well able to possess the land." Why? Because they believed God and what He said about, "This is your land. I have given this land to you. You go in and you possess the land. You apprehend what I've given to you. You lay hold on it. You enjoy the benefits. And if you don't, you won't be in the land flowing with milk and honey. You won't be in there. You'll be afraid. And you'll be in a place that's not suited for you." You know, if God prepared a place for us, wouldn't it just make sense that He's already fitted us and suited us for it? And suited it for us? Are you going to be suited for heaven? Are you going to be fit to live in glory? He's prepared that place for us, right? I think that not only are we well able to possess that, but we will possess that land based on the sufficiency of Christ. Right? We will do that. And we will possess that land. Because you know why we'll possess that land? Because it ain't up to me. That land ain't up to me. Did you know Canaan's land is not a figure of heaven? Did y'all know that? "To Canaan's land, I'm on my way where the soul never dies." That is not so. That is an unsound doctrine. Canaan's land is not the glory world. Because they had some struggles that they had to deal with to get into that land. You're not going to have to struggle to get into heaven. Amen? Canaan's land is talking about the land flowing with milk and honey, and yes, it may have giants, and yes, you may have to press into it, and yes, you may have to go forth into much pain and much tribulation in doing that, and you may have struggles getting there, but the only way to get into it is to cross Jordan first. Now, I'm going to give you a geography lesson. Well, before I give you the geography lesson, I'm going to tell you what happened. So after Caleb and Joshua come back, and this is early on, with Moses, and when they're spying out the land, and they says, Caleb and Joshua said, "We'd be well able to take it." Well, they had a council, I guess, a meeting, and they said, well, they voted, I guess, and they said, "Nah, we better not go in." That's the reason why they wandered about for 40 years. God would not suffer them to go in. Why? Because they proved God. They tested God. found out that he was right. That land is flowing with milk and honey. But God was, they grieved God because they didn't go in. And because they didn't exercise their faith. And did you know all of that generation that were, I think, 19 years up and upward, out of millions of people, millions had to die first before those people were allowed to go into that land. So, 19 years old and downward for 40 years, so they would have been 70 years old, 69, 59, before them boys were allowed, and girls and little children. If you had a 1 year old, that they would have been 41 years old when they would have wandered around and gone, been able to go into the wilderness. All them boys were kids. When they come up to this place, and you can read about the wanderings all in Exodus and all that. I want to read some in Joshua. Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give them, even to the children of Israel. Did you know he gave that land for his people? He gave that land to the people to whom he bestowed his love and favor upon. Other people were dwelling there, but he gave that land particularly for a possession for them. He said, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Be strong and of a good courage. For unto this people shalt thou divide for inheritance the land which I swear unto the fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. Y'all get that? Don't succumb to your fear. Don't succumb to your weakness. He said, be strong and of good courage. Yeah, there's giants in the land. Yeah, there's things that you might not can see. There's things that are not perfect in there. Be strong. He wouldn't have told Joshua to be strong if he didn't need some strength. Weakness is not going to get you in that lane. Being strong is what's going to get you in that lane. He said, being fearful is not going to get you in that land. Being courageous is going to get you in that land. In that land that flows with milk and honey, there's no place for weakness. There's no place for fear. It needs to be strong and of good courage to go into that land. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then shalt thou make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Y'all hear that? God's telling us something. He's telling us to stay in His Word. And if we do that, we're going to be prosperous and have good success. He's not talking about, I mean, for us, he's not saying that you're going to have a Cadillac in your garage and a 5-bedroom mansion. He's talking about prospering in His kingdom. He's talking about being prosperous in His land that He's given to you. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid. Neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest in that land. When you're obedient and you're walking about Zion, and you're walking about the land of Canaan, and you're going about in the church, that's what it is talking about. It's talking about the goodness and the land that God gave you. Talking about the church. And He says, wherever you go in that land, I'm going to be with you. Wherever you go in God's kingdom, He'll be with you. And you're strong and of good courage. Then Joshua commanded the officers of the people, saying, Pass through the host and command the people, saying, prepare your victuals. Y'all know that's a Bible word. My grandma used to call them eating victuals. And it's spelled V-I-C-T-U-A-L-S, victuals, but it's really pronounced vittles. Did y'all know that? That's an old country word. Prepare your vittles. For within 3 days, you shall pass over this Jordan. To go in to possess the land which the Lord your God giveth you to possess it. Listen to this. Here comes the history lesson. I mean the geography lesson. Where they were situated, I want y'all to think about this. Let's say this is a map right here. Here's the River Jordan. Okay? Right here. This trim. They're down here on this side, Jordan. Okay? But right on the other side of Jordan, there's a mountain. They can't see what's on the other side of that mountain. But that's where the land of Canaan is. Did y'all know that? Look at your map. They're way down here. This is where the wilderness is. Here's the river. Here's the land of Canaan. But they can't see it with their eyes, you see. Now, And to the Reubenites, and to the Gadites, and to the half the tribe of Manasseh, spake Joshua, saying, Remember the word which Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, saying, The Lord your God hath given you rest, and hath given you this land. Your wives, your little ones, and your cattle shall remain in the land which Moses gave you on this side Jordan, but ye shall pass before your brethren armed, all the mighty men of valor, and help them. Unto the Lord, until the Lord hath given your brethren rest, as he hath given you, and they also have possessed the land which the Lord your God giveth them, and ye shall return into the land of your possession and enjoy it, which Moses the Lord's servant gave you on this side Jordan toward sun rising. Y'all get that? Y'all remember what Gad, Reuben, and half tribe of Manasseh did? Y'all know there's 12 tribes of Israel, right? Y'all know that. So 10 and a half of these tribes went into Jordan. Nine and a half. Two and a half of them didn't. Y'all know why they didn't? I really would like to find that back. It's got to be in Exodus somewhere. Oh, well, I'll find it some other time. When they were there with Moses, you know what Gad, Reuben, half-tribe Manasseh said? When they come up to the place, when they come up to the Jordan River after being in the wilderness so long, you know what they said? They said, he said, it's time to go on over. And they said, nope, they said, they all got together. Reuben, Gad, and half-tribe Manasseh says, this is a good land. This is good for cattle. We've got a lot of cattle, and this is a good land. And I want y'all to remember now that first of all, they had to cross the river, walk up the mountain, and then enter into the lands of Canaan. How many of y'all can see through a mountain? None of y'all can see through a mountain. None of those people had ever been there. They had never seen it. What they did was they stayed on this side Jordan because they wanted to, that's what they could see with their eyes. But my friends, I want you to know that those Reuben and Gad and the half tribe of Manasseh, they stayed on this side of Jordan. They didn't enter into the place where God had given them the land to inherit their possession. Moses gave them that land. God didn't.
Numbers
what?
Numbers 34,
Okay, well, in verse 34, that's not exactly where I want to go, but it says, in verse Well, that's not where I really want to go. Yeah, I think it's in Exodus. But where they were, those 2.5 tribes did not exercise faith in going across the river. I'm going to tell you what, you've got to get wet to get in the land of Canaan. You hear me? You got to get wet to cross the river. And you're not going to be able to see the bounty that's in the land of Canaan unless you do. And I'm telling you, if you're God's children and you don't get wet, and you don't go in to possess the land, I want you to think about what happened to these 2.5 tribes that didn't go in to possess their land, that didn't exercise their faith, that didn't hearken to the voice of the Lord. They stayed down here in places where they thought was good for their cattle. They were more worried about their possessions than they were their own lives. Got me? They stayed there. Do y'all remember the story of the wild Gadarene? Y'all remember that? Who's a Gadarene? A Gadarene is a descendant of Gad. Gad is one of the ones that stayed on this side, Jordan. He stayed on the wilderness side of Jordan. And you know what happened to him? Or at least in the land of Gad. I mean, he was dwelling among the tombs and stuff like that, and people wasn't in his right mind. But what were some of the people of the land of Gad doing? They were herding swine. Why were they? Y'all remember when the Lord took the devils out of the wild Gadarene and put them in to the swine? And the swine ran off the cliff, and you know, that's where the one legion, you know, he asked him what his name was, the wild Gadarene. I call him the wild Gadarene. He was a man of Gadarea. And he was wild, wild man. He was a possessed of the devil is what he was. He had many devils in him. And the Lord took that man and put him in his right mind and clothed him. But he took the things that were inside of him, the devils that were in him, and gave them what they wanted. They wanted to go into the swine. And then the Lord just caused the swine to run off the cliff and drown in the sea. Right? Why in the world was any children of Israel herding swine? It's an unclean animal. God said it was unclean. They wouldn't have touched the swine. The ones that crossed over Jordan weren't herding swine. They still won't even touch swine. Hogs, pigs. They still won't even touch swine. Because in their eyes, they're still an unclean animal. God told them that it was an unclean animal. And then it was an unclean animal. And we're talking generations later. These folks have gone from herding sheep and goats and cattle to keeping unclean things. Swine. My point is, if you don't cross this side Jordan and go on the other side of Jordan and enjoy the possession that God gave you, you're going to end up herding swine. And you might not be in your right mind. If we don't, by faith, live and enjoy the kingdom of God, friends, we're going to live just like that prodigal son. We're going to be in the... we're going to desire to eat what the swine are eating. If we're not in our right mind. Part of that is being... No, all of it is being obedient to God's command. All of it is going forth in strength and good courage. All of it is not staying on this side Jordan, but crossing over Jordan, getting wet, walking up the mountain, and then you'll be able to see the wonderful things that God prepared for you in this life, right now, that He's prepared for you in His kingdom. Don't need to spy it out and test it out first. Don't need to go a little while and figure it out and see whether you want to, oh, I maybe want to go, I maybe not. No, friends, go on by faith and enter into the land with strength and courage. The doors of this church are open for those that want to cross Jordan or return into their inheritance. May the Lord bless you, is my prayer.